Today is March 12, 2024, and this is the Polsa Museum's daily centennial moment. New building on I Street started. Construction of a one-story frame building on I Street adjacent to the Sears service station at 6th and I was started yesterday by O.W. McIntosh Contractor for A. Werner. The building will be occupied by the F.W. Ferguson Plumbing Company about April 1st, according to Mr. Werner. Mr. Ferguson's present location at 614 I Street has been purchased from Charles Anderson by Floyd Dunn and will be occupied this summer by the Dunn Meat Market, it is said. Cost of the new building was given as about $2,000 by Mr. Werner. In other news, permit to bridge river at Marion Street coming. Rumors that the United States War Department Bureau of Engineers has acted favorably on the request of county commissioners for permission to build a bridge over the Hoquiam River from the end of Marion Street to the isolated peninsula between the Hoquiam and East Hoquiam Rivers are not substantiated by facts, according to W.D. Campbell of Montesano, county auditor, who declared over long-distance telephone last night that he had received no report from Washington, D.C. As clerk of the Board of County Commissioners, Mr. Campbell would receive the first notification of the War Department's decision. The County Commissioner's request for permission to build the bridge was followed by an opening hearing in the Commercial Club Rooms February 7th, at which the Polson Logging Company protested against granting permission to build the bridge. It has been planned to move the old Hump Tulips River Bridge, recently replaced, from its location near Wilderness to the new location. The bridge would be an elevated fixed span, and the logging company declared it would interfere with the free navigation of the river. In other news, horses in demand, sale indicates. At sale Saturday, March 8th, at the Charles Arlen Ranch near Montesano, held by Winslow and Hudson of Riverside, Washington, 23 head of horses were sold at an average price of $51.70 per head. Two horses sold for $100 each. There was a good demand for horses weighing around 1,400 pounds, which could not be supplied. Six cows were sold by P.M. House of Montesano at an average price of $99.40 per head. Mr. House's cows were of summer and fall freshings. He had kept a daily milk record of them for over a year, which had much to do in the price received for cows. One of these cows sold for $125, and another sold for $130. And finally, dog bites teacher. Unleashed dogs were the quest of police today following the attack of a vicious canine upon Miss Nellie Minnick of the Lafayette School, a teacher at the Terrace Heights School. Miss Minnick was bitten several times by the dog and was rushed to a hospital after the animal, which had knocked her down, was driven away by school children. It was feared that hypothermia might develop, but Mrs. Minnick's condition was much improved tonight. Police Chief George Dean immediately sent officers to scour the neighborhood in which Minnick was attacked, but the animal could not be located. The police chief declared that persons who allow their dogs to run loose are liable in the event the animal bites anyone. There are altogether too many dogs running loose in the city, Chief Dean said tonight. Numerous reports concerning dogs which have become nuisances have been made at police headquarters. After surgical attention had been given her, Miss Minnick was able to leave the hospital. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 12, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with an engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.